Imagine you are working full-time, overtime, yet your business partner regularly wipes out your account, takes you to a new location to start over the same job. You think you'd wear out? Feel some stress? Maybe throw in the towel. This is life for today's honeybee, overworked and suffering the effects. Yet we ask for more. Nearly 3/4 of cultivated crops worldwide depend to some degree on pollination. 35% of those rely on insects for pollination. As world population increases, so must food production. Pollination is essential to secure diversity and nutrition in the food system. Pollination is essential to secure diversity and nutrition. This poses a major threat to food security. Pollinators are disappearing worldwide. In the U.S., commercial honeybees have gone from 6.5 billion in 1950 to 2.5 billion today. With climate change and pesticide use, the struggle will continue. But pollinator-dependent crops are on the rise. Many of our favorite, most healthy foods, like apples, almonds, berries, and cherries, rely on insects for pollination. A flower has a slight negative charge. An electrostatic sprayer gives pollen grains a positive charge to increase rates of successful pollination. Working with the Stone Fruit Physiology Lab at Washington State, I am researching the use of electrostatic spray systems to pollinate sweet cherries. Working with established pollen companies, we are also investigating new methods of collecting, growing, and analyzing pollen specifically for this purpose. Sweet cherry has about a 4 to 5 day window in which pollination must occur. It's highly sensitive to temperature, wind, and rain. Choosing when to pollinate based on these variables is a huge advantage to spray systems. We have conducted field trials across eastern Washington to find answers, like how many grams of pollen per acre should a grower apply? When is the ideal time for application? How many applications ensure efficacy? I'm working towards a solution to unreliable pollination that lightens the load for our commercial honeybees. My goal is to conduct research that can be replicated in other crops to ensure yields and secure diversity and nutrition in the future of food production. Thank you.